Hey there, Golf Trip Junkies. The Golf Trip Authority is here bringing the experience of the Buddy Golf Trip to life with the mission to entertain, inform, and inspire you with critical information for planning your next Buddy Golf Trip. I will get the 411 from industry experts with knowledge about the greatest golf resorts, courses, products, and services that make your golf trips truly memorable. Tune in weekly to get the latest golf trip goodness delivered straight to your earbuds. I'm your host, John Morse. Let's tee this up. Just an hour from Milwaukee and 90 minutes from Chicago, Geneva National Golf Club presents the unique opportunity to take on the design challenges of golf legends Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino at one singular and stellar location. Carved out of the rolling Wisconsin countryside and bordered by the Lake Como shoreline, this destination has comfortable retreat options such as cottages, suites, and a hotel, along with five of the best Lake Geneva area restaurants for you to enjoy. I don't know about you, Golf Trip Junkies, but Geneva National sure sounds to me like it has everything you need to host an amazing Buddy's Golf Trip. Here to talk about the golf trip goodness at Geneva National Golf Club is the Chief Operating Officer and, of course, our friend, Mr. Glenn Murray. Well, I'm your host, John, and I'm here with your show caddy, Brian, and we'll be back to talk to Glenn right after we thank our sponsors. Are you tired of the hassle of organizing your Buddy golf trip? You know, hundreds of emails going back and forth just to get everyone on the same page? At TripCaddy.com, our brand new Golf Trip Manager app has everything you need to organize and manage a group golf trip. With just a few clicks, you can build a detailed itinerary, set your pairings, and share the information with your buddies. Imagine all of your golf trip information in one private location before, during, and after your golf trip. That's the Golf Trip Manager at TripCaddy.com. Hey, use coupon code AWESOME25 and get 25% off your next trip on the Golf Trip Manager at TripCaddy.com. Hey, Glenn, so glad to have you on the show today. Say hello to our Golf Trip Junkies and tell us something about Geneva National Resort and Club that not many people know about.
Hey, Golf Trip Junkies, Glenn Murray here. I'm definitely one myself and proud to be the Chief Operating Officer at Geneva National. And I think, you know, Lake Geneva is really thought of in the Midwest kind of as the Hamptons of the Midwest. It's got this just awesome lake-like vibe in this community. And everybody's here to celebrate something or party or create a memory in Lake Geneva. And our resort and golf courses just fit right in.
Yeah, for sure. And Geneva National, or Geneva, the city where Geneva National's sitting, it's got a lot of history there. I think the Wrigleys have a house up there on the lake, and all kinds of famous Chicago people have homes up there. And that place is really special. And like you said, it's a great place to build memories. And but the golf in particular, when you're bringing a buddy golf trip to Wisconsin, you got to put Geneva National on your list. And it's one of those things, like you've got all these great facilities around Wisconsin, but Geneva National is one of those destinations that three main golf courses, what, 54 holes up there. We're going to get into all of that stuff today, Glenn, and I'm super excited about it. Let's do this. Let's share with our audience give us a lay of the land. How is the golf course situated? What times is a great time to visit, and how do you get in there?
Yeah, absolutely. To your point, Wisconsin is just stacked with awesome golf, and Geneva National came onto the scene right after Kohler built the Black Wolf Run facilities. So it's 54 holes in Lake Geneva, about 75 minutes from O'Hare, or 45 minutes from Milwaukee Airport. And the courses, everything's right on site. There's 54 holes. Course is designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. We've got 214 rooms and five restaurants and a marina, and just the total destination package to be able to bring a buddy's trip and stay in our cottages or in our suites, and just golf until you drop. It's a lot of 36 hole rounds out here. We've got really comfortable golf carts with GPS, and especially this time of year, you see people going for 36 and sometimes even 54 holes to try to get all three courses in a day if they can.
Oh, yeah. Golf in the Midwest in the summer is unreal. You actually can get 54 holes in for the for all you real true golf trip junkies out there that are just diehards. That's awesome. So we talk about Wisconsin golf. There is a it's kind of a shorter season, but I think you can get a good five and a half months in. Is that how you guys operate as well?
Yeah, we typically open right on St. Patrick's Day. I mean, we're almost on the state line between Wisconsin and Illinois, so we're usually one of the first facilities open in the springtime. The PGA of Wisconsin often holds their early spring pro events at our facility because we're usually one of the first open in the state. But typically you start to see the Chicago buddies trips start to trickle in April. You know, they'll roll the dice on the weather a little bit, and then it gets pretty nice starting in May, and we'll start to see travelers from all over the country really May through mid-October. Last season we played until middle of December, but November and December are certainly hit or miss.
Yeah, Brian and I are no strangers to Wisconsin golf in the fall, and I think, Brian, that's one of our favorite times. It was just unbelievable when we went to go visit Wisconsin, and the salmon were running up there in the rivers, and man, it's just a spectacular time to play.
It really is, and even, you know, the fall is wonderful, but, you know, as I sit right now, I'm actually in Minnesota for a little vacation, and there is just, between Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, being in the summertime, there's no humidity. It is absolutely gorgeous, and the grass is just fantastic. So you may have some harsh winters, but my gosh, Wisconsin and this whole area is just fantastic in the summertime to take advantage of. And it's just not near as hot as being down south, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. So, Glenn, let's get into this. I mean, you got three spectacular golf courses, big names, designers on each one of them. Take us around the horn there and tell us about each one. What's unique about those golf courses, and maybe share your favorite.
Yeah, I'd probably start with the Trevino course. You know, Lee Trevino, he only designed about a dozen courses, so we're lucky to have his only Midwest design. And it starts through a parkland front nine, you know, some huge tall oaks. And he's definitely one of the designers that I'd say guilty to designing to his game. There's lots of left to right movement on Lee's course. He was a, you know, well-known fader of the golf ball, but it's really a good test of golf. The greens are, you know, have a lot of interesting internal contours. They're pretty big greens, but it's definitely a ball striker's golf course on the Trevino course. The Palmer course is routed through the most significant topography on the course. There's, you know, there's a lot of ridges along Lake Como where the golf course sits. It's a 1,000-acre lake that's right next to Lake Geneva, the sister lake. And so the Palmer course is very much a position course as it's routed through ridges and oak savannas. Definitely have to position your ball on the right angles into the greens. There's certain sections of the greens that you need to position your ball to be able to two putt. There was definitely the thought of playing championships on the Palmer course in designing the greens. And it's certainly a great test of golf
Hey Glenn.
Yeah.
Quick question, it's Brian. You know, as I was reading about the Palmer course, and when you talk about it being a championship course, one thing that struck me was he has his dream 18 of all the courses he's designed. He puts your number 17 as number 11 on his top 18 holes of golf. Can you give our listeners a description of what that is? because it I mean, when I saw that the flyover, it was just, it was unreal. But maybe give a quick description.
Yeah, I would say the quickest description is it's in a way a template hole mirrored after the 18th at Pebble Beach. It
yes,
just
exactly.
kind of runs along the
lake. Yep.
The lake shore, and it's got, you know, almost an identical contouring to the hole as the 18th at Pebble Beach. And people love that hole. They would want to play it as many times as they could, just being on the lake, coming in on 17 and 16, the hole right before it is a great reveal. It's a strong par three that sits on the lake as well. And so certainly the back nine of Palmer is arguably people's favorite nine throughout the 54 holes. And then the player course is probably my favorite of the three. It has the most amount of lake views of the three. It opens up right on the lake. The green sits in pretty close to Arnie's 17 green on his dream routing. And the player course is a very fair course. It's a strong test of golf. There's five par threes and five par fives. And for me, I love par threes and par fives. So that might be why I'm biased towards that course. But you certainly a lot of holes that really test your long game. But then there's some gettable holes. There's a risk reward drivable par four early in the round on number five. And there's a couple par fives that you can reach into that kind of balance out the routing with some really tough par fours that you have mid or long irons in as well. So Player is my favorite of the three, but it's, you know, every day you come here, you've got a choice that people are going to argue in the bar afterwards about what their favorite is. And that's for a golf destination, that's what you want.
Absolutely. Exactly right. That's not too different from what we heard from Jeff Kurtz at Abandon when we're interviewing him. And, you know, it's a constant argument at the bar following or around which course is best. And that's a true testament to just how good the golf is up there.
No question.
And what's really unique about that area up there is that most of Wisconsin was buried under a giant glacier, and it carved out a lot of the crevices that you're mentioning and the topography there. And not only that, but I think one of the key attributes of that and of Wisconsin golf is that it's a sand base, right? Isn't that true for Geneva National as well?
Yeah, Wisconsin is certainly a distinct topography, glacial remnants, ridges, a lot of kettle moraines. In terms of the sand, it's not throughout the entire state. There's certainly some sand in southern Wisconsin. You see the most on the east side, off Lake Michigan. You see some off the west side of the state, off of the Mississippi River, and then certainly in the Central Sands region where Sand Valley is, are really you know, heavy deposits of sand. So we have some in southern Wisconsin, but definitely the ridges left by the glaciers years ago just make for such interesting topography in Wisconsin.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the Golf Trip Junkies out there, as you've listened to our other episodes, we do talk about a lot of Wisconsin golf. And that is that's a standard trademark, is the sand base. I mean, Sand Valley, that's not too far from Geneva National, but and they're based on that, you know, a whole bunch of sand up there. But how you guys have really molded and shaped those golf courses and the test of time has done to really mature that property, Glenn, is really special. And I think that's really what keeps people talking about those courses, because you've got 54 holes there. There's enough to do with your buddies and have a great tournament over, you know, 3, 4, 5 days that, you know, you've got Geneva National right by there. So you're done playing golf. You can go over and enjoy the downtown area of Geneva. But we'll talk more about that. But this golf is great, but it also lends itself to a cart course. You really don't want to walk this golf course, right? Because you don't, I don't think you have caddies out there, or do you?
There's not caddies, and you know, we allow walking, but it's certainly not, they're not laid out as walking courses. The community here is about 2,000 acres, and there's about 1,200 homes that set back, you know, off of the routing. But certainly there's some pretty sizable distances between green to tee on a number of the holes that make carts the soup du jour for sure for Geneva National.
Yeah, and you mentioned early on you do have some nice carts. I think you just refreshed those not too long ago, right?
Yeah, brand new, easy go with bucket seats. We invested in the lithium ion technology that allows the carts to go 54 holes, as that's a popular trade. A lot of our buddies' trips will take their carts back to their cottage or their rooms, and they just kind of are using it throughout the resort. And so we definitely went with the upgraded carts with the new battery technology and GPS that allows us to just not worry about them running out of juice.
Yeah, that's a great call on that. So you mentioned a little bit about the lodging. Let's talk, you've got plenty of options for bringing groups in if it's ones and twos, but mostly, you know, you've got special accommodations for fours and eights and larger groups, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have 214 total rooms. We've got a hotel named the Ridge Hotel that sits overlooking Lake Como that has 146 rooms and three restaurants, as well as cottages for four bedroom or six bedroom that can be 8 or 12 beds in those cottages. And then we also just recently opened 32 new oversized suites that sit on Gary Player's 18th hole. These are 600 to 800 square foot suites that are meant for groups to be able to hang in and play cards. They've got connector doors between them that can be expanded for guys or ladies to all be together, which is such an important part of buddies trips.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I just want to kind of clear something up. A lot of these destination resorts, it's always great to be able to drive your car, park it, and then have everything kind of taken care of. I think you have a little bit of a balance there to be able to do that, but I think mostly you're going to need a car on the property to be able to go from your condo or your cottage back and forth to the golf course, which basically has all the courses tee off from the same facility, basically, right? How do you describe that?
68 of the rooms are just within a driver shot of the first tee and the clubhouse. Some of these rooms have just been built as recently as last year. And then we've set those up for golf cart transport between the rooms and the golf and the restaurant. And then we have the Ridge Hotel, which sits on the opposite side of Lake Como. So you can actually see it from Arnold Palmer's 17th hole. And that's about a 2 mile drive, as well as we've got a shuttle that most of our golf groups take advantage of when staying at the Ridge Hotel.
So that's great. That's a great balance to be able to do that, especially those new ones that I don't think I've even seen those yet because I went up there several years ago. But that's the ultimate experience, really. And I'm glad to hear that you guys are catering to that and you got shuttle service. That's awesome. You've got an awesome restaurant there and some other food options. Talk a little bit about what golfers can expect if they want that steak dinner after that Ryder Cup round that they're playing, and maybe some other options that they have.
Yeah, similar to having 54 holes and lots of variety, which is the spice of life in golf and in dining. We have five restaurants across the property. We've got our signature steakhouse. The Hunt Club sits on Gary Player's 6-tee and his 10 green, which is probably my favorite hole on the whole property, is the 10th hole on Gary Player's course. And so the Hunt Club Steakhouse is our fine dining. It's got great steaks and seafood, and it's really a very clubby experience. But we get many of our diners that do live in Chicago will give us feedback that it competes with many of the great steakhouses in downtown Chicago. At the clubhouse,
I'll
at
agree
Geneva
with
National,
that.
There's, well, thank you. At the clubhouse at Geneva National, there's the Turf Smokehouse, which is a barbecue concept. So you got brisket, you got pork, you got turkey, chicken, smoked sausage, you got platters and rice bowls and everything themed around the big smoker that sits on the veranda overlooking the lake. So that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the clubhouse. And then the Ridge Hotel has three additional spots. There's a coffee shop and deli in the lobby at the Ridge Hotel. There's a great tiki bar out back that overlooks the pool that has live music called the Deck Bar, and that's been really popular with golfers. And then there's the Crafted Italia restaurant in the clubhouse, which is great Italian as well as pizzas, which many of our groups will order out the pizza from the Crafted Italia as well, which is just awesome hand-tossed crust. So we really have quite the selection of restaurants across the property.
Yeah, that just, it makes my mouth water. Hey, Brian, I mean, we always look for some good food after a trip. I mean, barbecue, they've got pizzas, they've got, you know, drinks on patios overlooking the lake. I mean, what else could you ask for?
Always a trademark for us when we're on trips together. And quite honestly, it just adds to the trip because you have so many different options and, you know, you can really put together a very unique itinerary based on, you know, I mean, you have so many options. You're not going to the same restaurant over and over and over. It's just nice to be able to take advantage of all the different options and see all the different places. I mean, the fact that you sit on 2,000 acres and there's just a lot to do, which is again a trademark to a great buddy destination that we're looking for our guys to take advantage of.
Yeah, I know my buddy's trip. We're in the 12th year, and we're 12 guys that get together every year, and you know, we'll do 3 or 4 days and we'll eat somewhere different every day. Usually go casual early on, and then we build up to the champions dinner on the last night, usually at a steakhouse, whatever destination we're in. And it's always the losing team that's got to pick up that bill on the last night.
Yes,
that's exactly right. And John's usually picking up that tab, Glenn, on our trips.
Okay.
Yep. I'm the guy who's throwing it in the water on number 18 on that, on the Palmer course when I'm the one who's holding the team up to score the final, and I'm in the water, and it never works out, but that's me.
Well, everything's good for somebody.
So good. So, you know, you kind of teed up the next question, which is really that ultimate itinerary when you're coming out to visit Geneva National. You mentioned, you know, I love the idea of trying to find a different restaurant every night. How would you recommend to our golf trip junkies out there to enjoy and get the best experience possible at Geneva National? What course would they start with, and how would you navigate that over a Thursday through Sunday? You got 8 guys coming in.
Yeah, well, I think one of the hallmarks of great trips is when you can play golf on the day of arrival and play golf on the day of departure. Certainly, you know, a lot of buddies' trips, including my group, you know, where everybody's super busy and there's tons of commitments with family and jobs and community where everybody lives. But when you get on this trip, it's all about the golf and the art of the hang. And so, yeah, getting out here from Milwaukee Airport or Chicago Airport allows groups to, you know, get around in on that first day. A lot of times, you know, not everybody can do 18. You know, they'll warm up with a, you know, with a 9-hole or some sort of a scramble or something on either the Trevino course or the player course that are the easiest to get back to the clubhouse after nine holes. There's not returning nines directly at the clubhouse. The property is really expansive in the way that the routing spread out. But you usually see people Friday and Saturday going for 36 holes and you know, diving right in. And the way our facility is set up, we have a strong membership, a really strong playing membership. And so one course a day is dedicated to the membership as a private club for the day. So you're kind of set in the two courses that you can access each day because of the membership component. But most groups you see, they kind of get that warm-up round in Thursday. They're usually competing on Friday and Saturday, trying to do 36 each day. And then Sunday, a lot of times is a you know, friendly round, or some guys and gals are heading out early, and sometimes you see a smaller group playing on Sunday morning. But yeah, it's as much golf as you want to get here at Geneva National.
Yeah, that's awesome. So there you have it, Golf Trip Junkies. Now's the perfect time to book that perfect itinerary at Geneva National and manage all that golf trip information for your buddies using the Golf Trip Manager at tripcaddy.com. So, Glenn, we're going to take a break. We're going to learn some more. But Golf Trip Junkies, when we get back, Glenn is going to share some more goodness about the insights of Geneva National. And he's also got a special giveaway. So stay with us, and we'll be back right after we thank our sponsors. Traveling to your next golf destination just got a whole lot easier with ShipStix. ShipStix has made getting your golf clubs to and from your golf destination easier than it's ever been, allowing you and your buddies to enjoy a hassle-free travel experience to anywhere in the world. TripCaddy has partnered with ShipStix so you can get on your buddy golf trip and travel hassle-free. ShipStix is the most convenient and affordable door-to-door shipping service for your golf clubs and luggage. To receive 10% off, visit ShipStix.com/TripCaddy. That's ShipStix.com/TripCaddy. Hey, we're back, and we're talking with Glenn Murray at Geneva National Resort and Club. And Glenn, you've been dropping all kinds of value bombs and golf trip goodness, as we like to say, just around the resort there. And there's so much more to this that we're going to get through here. And, you know, starting with this, we were kind of talking a little bit on the break about what you mentioned earlier on is the art of the hang. Brian and I love to talk about, you know, the hang time. That's actually, you pulled the words right out of our mouths with that, because we do talk about the hang time. What do you do when you're not golfing at Geneva National? And tell us a little bit about some of the cool things that people do.
Yeah, there's a lot of green space around the resort. It's certainly, our owner likes to say, that the resort is laid out to be the opposite of the concrete jungle that is the cities. And we've got Adirondack chairs everywhere overlooking the 18th hole of the golf courses, which is a great place to hang as groups are coming in and heckle the golfers on the last hole or place bets on who will three putt or whatever is going to happen at the end of the matches. And then there's fire pits at every cottage, fire tables and natural wood fire pits that are very popular. We've got ping pong in all of the cottages. We've got card tables, decks of cards and chips and everything. So you definitely see a lot of poker games played around the resort here. And yeah, it's whatever each group is important to each group. There's definitely nightlife. In Lake Geneva, there's a great bar scene downtown. There's live music either going on at the resort or at multiple places across town. And so it's certainly a place that if you want to get off campus, there's a lot to do as well.
Yeah, we were talking earlier even about getting downtown Geneva or even on the lake at Lake Geneva, which is absolutely beautiful. And if you get a hold of a boat and go out there, do a little fishing, that could be something as well, right?
Yeah, there's cocktail cruises every night on Lake Geneva, jet ski rentals, charter rentals. You can rent your own boat, captain your own boat. And so, yeah, we see a decent amount of groups that want to get out on the lake. It's probably the nicest lake in the state. It's all spring fed. You know, I'll take my dogs on a walk around that lake, and they'll just drink right out of the lake, and it looks like Evian water in Lake Geneva.
Yeah, golf trip junkies, don't let this fool you that, you know, Geneva National, you may or may not have heard of it, but it is big time here in Wisconsin and big time for the Chicago area. And I think we like to say it's our little hidden gem. But you guys are taking golf trips and buddy trips to the next level, Glenn. I love that. And I think we're kind of talking a little bit about the Hunt Club as maybe a final stop on your buddy trip to just enjoy. There's probably a special drink up there that they offer up that is kind of fun after a round or a long day.
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin's famous for its old fashions, and certainly I think we make more of those than anything else at the Hunt Club. It's just a throwback supper club style restaurant in terms of the nostalgia and the feel, but then the food is, you know, as high quality as anything that you'll find in the state of Wisconsin. Just premium prime cuts, freshest seafoods, and it's got all windows overlooking Gary Player's course, and I think it's just the ultimate setting to cap off a buddy's golf trip to be at the Hunt Club for a big steak at the end of playing a lot of holes. You've earned it.
Yeah, for sure. And Brian, you know, a lot like what our groups do is we find a great spot and we hang there all night from just hanging there, having more drinks after dinner. And the Hunt Club is just something that is one of those places you can just hang there and enjoy yourself, keep ordering drinks, and it's an awesome time. But that's what we like to do in our groups, Brian. I think this place is just bar none a must-go-to spot.
John, I think you hit it right on the head earlier about this being a hidden gem. It's something that, you know, Geneva National is one that, you know, we're always looking for new and different places, and wouldn't say that Geneva National is new, but certainly is one that is, for a lot of guys, it doesn't come to the top of the list, but it really should. And it's something that people, you know, from other parts of the U.S. should take a look at very hard because it does have everything to offer, and you get those wonderful summers and the weather's fantastic. And again, with everything there, I don't know what else you could be asking for, especially what Glenn said around just the town itself. If you want to get off campus and go explore and go hit a few bars or go see some live music, all the better. A lot of the places that we consider true destinations, they don't offer that. And this place really does, which is a nice add to the mix.
Yeah, that's right. Well, good stuff. So, as we get set to close here, tell us a little bit about what to get the full experience at Geneva National. What's the one thing that golfers must do before they leave? They can't leave without doing what?
I mean, I'd say just ensure that your short game is tuned up to come play here. You know, these courses were designed by multiple major champions. They were designed in an era where a lot of golf courses were designed for tournament play, and we've hosted a number of professional events between the Symetra Tour and Ladies Champions Tour and a number of Wisconsin State Opens on these courses. And there's just shots around some of these greens where you've got hanging lies and you have to hit little chips and pitches, you know, off of uneven lies to greens that have a lot of internal contours. And so certainly just tightening up on your short game. It's not Texas wedge around Geneva National. So that would be my advice to the junkies.
I love that. I love that. Leave the Texas wedge in the bag and bring your A game with your with the short sticks. That's going to be I really like that. Actually, we haven't heard something like that in a while, just about because of the names that you have around those golf courses, who designed it. All of them are magnificent short game players. So, I mean, I think that's so fitting. So thank you for that. And Golf Trip Junkies out there, I promised you that, you know, with Glenn's grace and his goodness and his generosity, he was going to have a special offer for you. So Glenn, you know, the Golf Trip Junkies know this, that they have to mention when they book a golf trip with you guys, that they have to mention they heard it here on the Golf Trip Authority. And when they do that, they'll get what?
Yeah, we're going to put a lid on every Golf Trip Junkie that that mentions the show, and we'll hopefully over time change that hidden gem status as we get you know, your clientele are some of the aficionados of golf travel, and we'd love to see them wearing a Geneva National hat back home after the trip, and telling all their buddies about what we've got up here in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's great. Golf Trip Junkies. I mean, if you're anything like me, I've got a mountain of hats in my room and I love every single one of them. And adding Geneva National logoed hat to your collection through Glenn's generosity would be awesome. So Glenn, thank you for that. I certainly appreciate that. So, hey, we're set to close here. What would you want our listeners to take away from our discussion today? What do you want them to know?
Well, I think in this day and age of golf travel, I think the best piece of advice is book early. I mean, certainly the U.S. resorts are just as packed as I've ever seen them, and talking to my colleagues at a lot of the destinations around the U.S., it's as busy as it's ever been in our careers in the industry. And so certainly don't hold back if you're looking for that bucket list trip or trying to put together a trip to Wisconsin for next year or 2023. You really can't start planning far enough in advance.
Yeah, amen to that. Brian, I think that's a huge testament, not only to, you know, Midwestern golf, because I know all the golf courses up here are full. Planning in advance, we're hearing that not only just here in the Midwest, but all over the country. I think that's some great advice. Brian, any closing thoughts from you?
No, I just want to say thank you to Glenn. I mean, this has been fantastic. A lot of great information provided to our listeners and to ourselves, for that matter. I think this is going to be a nice place to come visit. I know, John, you've been to Geneva National, and your group had a great time a number of years ago. And I'd love to see it and see it firsthand, because it's just sounds absolutely wonderful. But again, Glenn, thanks for joining us today. And quite sure that a number of our listeners are going to be looking to get some bookings and try and get those well in advance, as you suggested.
Yeah, thank you guys for everything you're doing for golfers across the U.S. It's really awesome content and certainly whets the appetite to get out and travel.
Yeah, no doubt. We're happy to have you on the show, and thank you again. So why don't we do this? Why don't you share how we connect with you and make reservations at Geneva National, and then we'll say goodbye.
Yeah, the best place to connect is destinationgn.com. Destinationgn.com has got everything about the golf courses, the lodging, the dining, events, the local area around Lake Geneva is a one-stop shop to see everything that we've got going on here.
Golf Trip Junkies, all that information will be posted out there at tripcaddy.com/Geneva National. tripcaddy.com/Geneva National. Golf Trip Junkies out there, Geneva National, put it on your bucket list. You've got to come visit. You will not be disappointed. This has been fantastic. Glenn, thanks again so much. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing you very soon.
Absolutely. Can't wait to tee it up, guys.
Awesome. Golf Trip Junkies, you've been hanging out with Glenn Murray today at Geneva National Resort and Club. I hope you've enjoyed your golf trip goodness for the day. I'm John, and our show caddy Brian are here at the Golf Trip Authority. We're reminding you to don't just show up prepared. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hey, Golf Trip Junkies, we'd love to hear from you. Please share a comment about this episode or any of the others and connect with us at thegolftripauthority.com. It's also linked over at tripcaddy.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks again to our sponsors, Shipsticks, And thanks to all of you for helping us spread the word. Talk to you soon.